Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Despite widespread reports of its demise, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare as some still refer to it, is alive and kicking and providing quality health insurance to millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians. This coming Friday, December 15th, is the deadline for people to sign up for coverage in 2018. Joining us to talk about the law, its many successes, and how North Carolinians can get free help in signing up is Jennifer Simmons of the North Carolina Navigator Consortium. Well, Jennifer, welcome back to News and Views. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the North Carolina Navigator Consortium and what's going on right now in the healthcare world.
The North Carolina Navigator Consortium is a group of 12 nonprofits that banded together going all the way back to 2013 to help consumers across North Carolina understand and then sign up for the health insurance coverage that's available through the Affordable Care Act Marketplace.
Right.
And so right now, the big headline is that open enrollment's going on. And this is a time between November 1st and December 15th when any person can walk in the door and sign up for health insurance coverage for the coming year of 2018. The other big important thing we're making sure everybody hears is that financial help is available through the marketplace. So this is the time when people can actually get that financial help by going to healthcare.gov.
And so tell us again how long they have to get this done.
Absolutely. It's a shorter open enrollment period
right.
than we've ever had before. Mm-hmm. So people from today all the way through December 15th can sign up for coverage for the coming year. But that's a firm deadline. December 15th is the date. And if somebody comes in on December 16th, unfortunately, they're out of luck for the coming year.
The main message is to consumers, get covered, do it now. Early numbers look pretty good on how this is going, despite the fact that we have this short period this year. Lots of people are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, that's right. We are seeing people every single day coming in the door that are really hungry for this coverage. And the data is bearing that out. So far this year, 7,700 people on average per day are signing up here in North Carolina alone. That's 150% of the pace they were last year. So people are hearing this, hearing that they've got a shorter time frame to doing it and taking action right away, which is so critical.
So this is despite the fact that actually we're not spending as much or putting as much effort into advertising and letting people know about this, but just even just the efforts of you personally and the group you work with is making this real difference this year.
Yeah, that's right. We have been working hard, really doubling down on our efforts to make sure that consumers across the state of North Carolina get this message at the time when they can actually take action during this open enrollment period. And I will say, Rob, we have been so gratified by our community partners that have been helping us get the word out, whether they're talking to their family members or their neighbors or their clients or congregants or other patients, people that they come into contact with who may need to know about this opportunity for health insurance coverage.
So when you say walk in the door, obviously there's not literally a door for people to walk into. They go to the website.
That's right. Okay. So people can sign up by themselves. Anybody can log in, you know, at midnight if that's the time that works best for a person's daily schedule. Healthcare.gov is available 24 hours a day. There's also a phone center a person can call in if they're not comfortable online to do an application. And that's 1-800-318-2596. But also, if a person needs some in-person assistance, they can call. We are navigators. We are across the state of North Carolina, and we have got in-person appointments. Some people choose to sit down with us starting at the very beginning of their application and have somebody to talk them through the process the entire way. Other people might try it themselves and get to a place where maybe they've got a question they want to feel reassured about. So if people want to access that in-person assistance, we've got a website. We're at ncnavigator.net. Or we've also got a in-person appointment hotline, and that's 1-855-733-3711.
All right, that's great. We'll put those on the NC Policy Watch website as well.
Thank you.
I would assume that part of the reason for the success is that it's been a positive experience for those people who signed up in the past. Basically, the Affordable Care Act has sort of been building momentum over the years. It's working for people, and so more people are becoming aware of it just through word of mouth, through their friends and family members. Has that sort of been your experience as well?
Absolutely. I mean, people really value having health insurance coverage, and there are stories across the spectrum. There are certainly dramatic stories. People who may have had symptoms for years but only were able to get them checked out after they had health insurance coverage and perhaps gotten a diagnosis that then they had insurance coverage in place to begin and pursue treatment and have, we know a plenty of people that have had successful outcomes after a cancer diagnosis. There's also stories that are much more mundane, but also really very relatable. People who just want to have that health insurance coverage to have peace of mind, knowing that you're not one car accident away from bankruptcy or losing your house. Or, you know, having an insurance card is really the key to a doctor's office. We all know that when you go into the doctor's office, the first thing they ask for is your health insurance card. So it gives you the ability to go see a doctor when you need to get a prescription. And so this coverage is there for people that don't have coverage through their employer or don't have Medicaid or Medicare. And it's a gap filler. People do need this and are hungry to actually make sure they can continue to get it.
I know we've made the argument many times on our website that, in effect, this expands the freedom of these people. I mean, government programs aren't often thought of that way, public programs as expanding personal freedom. But I don't know how else you could characterize this. It's saying a person is freer when they have the peace of mind that comes with knowing they're not going to be denied care because of lack of insurance.
Well, that's exactly right. We talk to people routinely who are either opening up their own business maybe for the first time, and that does give them the freedom to know that if they want to leave their employer to do something for themselves, they can actually buy insurance coverage through the marketplace. We were talking to somebody just last week who was exploring what would happen if he left his job in 2018, so wanted just some basic information about what his options would be. And the good news we were able to tell him is that the marketplace will be there. If you lose coverage, either through no fault of your own or because you make an affirmative decision to leave your employment where you have health insurance coverage, the marketplace is there for you as long as you sign up within 60 days before or 60 days after you lose coverage. So that's a special enrollment period. Right now, the big headline is open enrollment. Right. And again, the ability of anybody to come in the door to evaluate their eligibility for financial help or sign up for coverage. And of course, as I said earlier, that firm deadline is December 15th.
Can we summarize or give a total figure of how many North Carolinians have been helped by the Affordable Care Act who have gained insurance in years past, and what do the total numbers look like?
Well, last year, about 550,000 people signed up for coverage, and that was people who went in during this open enrollment period last year and selected a plan. And then, of course, you have to make your first month's payment. Nothing comes free. But those were people who were going ahead, getting that help, that financial help, and signing up for the high-quality health insurance that was available. Out of those people, actually, last year, 9 out of 10 did get financial help with the cost of their monthly premiums. And actually, about 2/3 of them got help with the cost of the health care itself, cost sharing reductions. So it's important that people understand those forms of financial help are still available. And the only way to find out how much it's really going to cost for you is by going to healthcare.gov, logging in and taking a look. You can sit down with a navigator if that makes you feel more comfortable. One other point I'll say that's been interesting this year, people have gotten letters. People that were already signed up for coverage may have gotten letters from their insurers that cited a premium price that was a little higher than they expected. And that is outdated. So people should, even if they get a letter that perhaps maybe looks like it's going to be deterrently high, they still need to go to healthcare.gov to see what their plans will actually cost them for 2018.
Is there any way to even give an example of how much assistance a typical, or I don't even know if we can hypothesize a typical person, but let's just try it maybe. Is there a typical person what they might get if they go to healthcare.gov?
It's so individualized. So the plan costs do vary based on a person's household size and a person's age. And then the financial help is dependent on your income and your individual circumstances. So it is really difficult to say one sort of blanket statement. And that's why it's so important for everybody to not take your neighbor's experience as what's going to happen to you. Actually, spend the time to log in. You can do a window shopping process where you just get an idea what it's going to cost. And sometimes you find really good news that some people are buying plans for $50 a month, $75 a month, which is really a very small price to pay for that peace of mind that comes with having a health insurance card in your wallet and knowing that you may not face financial disaster if you have a healthcare crisis during your coming year.
Well, tell us those websites one more time and the phone numbers.
You would go to healthcare.gov. If you're not comfortable online or if you'd prefer to do it over the phone, you can go to call the marketplace at 1-800-318-2596. And there's also in-person assistance available across the state of North Carolina. To access an in-person appointment, you can go to ncnavigator.net and enter your zip code, see about in-person resources in your area. You can also give us a call at 1-855-733-3711.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us, and thank you for all the work you're doing for North Carolina.
Well, thank you so much for the chance to get this important message out there.
Up next, one of the nation's best-known and most accomplished journalists on the power and importance of investigative journalism in this contentious political era.